It is 3 p.m. on April 12th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 13 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Salmon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU lacrosse, report on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, update on the North Bus League with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. And there are some technical difficulties in the on-air studio since I cannot move from right to left computers, which is going to put a lot of pain during the show. Just bear with me for a minute here. Once again, I'm really sorry about this, but for some reason I cannot move from the right to left computers, which I have been able to do for most of the time. There will be music coming in soon. It's just... once again, I'm really sorry about this. First up will be... First up is Trollers Drain Less Than Us. Once again, now it's up. First song is Troller's Drain, Lust in Us.
Bye.
was Lost in Us from Troller's Train. Next up is Dara Star Tucker's self-titled album. The tune is Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
So walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, it's my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Oh, let it be. Dear Lord, won't you let it be? Said I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all.
I would like to discuss the SCF Athletics at this time. Three events were on tap for April 6. The Red Leafs track and field teams hosted the 2024 Emily Maunder Invitational, where throw events were at Percy Perry Stadium in Coquitlam, with field track events at SFU, along with men's pole vault at Mercer Stadium, New Westminster. Distances were in meters, with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In the women's hammer throw of 4 kilograms, Susanna Linuski hurled 47.71 for third, and Caitlin Hanger launched 47.08 for fourth, where seven competed. For throws, the best throw for each competitor counted from multiple events. In the women's javelin 600 grams, Madison Powell chucked 35.72 for third and last. In the men's javelin 800 grams, Jared Chong hurled an average of 58.06 in a field of seven. In the men's 4x100 relay, the quartet of Mitchell Gibbs, Jacob Hall, Liam O'Donnell, and Josiah Pinson-McCoy clocked in at 41.37 for second, only behind Western Washington, where only two schools competed. Kara Stewart won the women's long jump with a leap of 5.32, followed by Dominic Ronces sprung at 4.77 in a field of five. In the women's 1500, Madison Stuchnov charged in at 441.34 for sixth, while Celine Tastemir dashed in at 441.88 for seventh, where 20 competed. In the men's 1500, Jacob Wadani darted in at 359.15 for fourth, Sebastian Brinkman raced in at 401.69 for sixth, Ephraim Mekonen rushed in at 403.51 for 7th, and Scott Arndt sprinted in at 406.63 for 8th in a field of 20. In the women's high jump, Olivia Winbio hopped 1.58 for 3rd among 6. In the women's 100, Emma Kanan bolted in at 12.24 for 3rd, and Jalen Cummings charged in at 12.31 for 4th in a field of 14. In the women's 400, Megan Roxby darted in at 58.43 for third, while Veronica Robertson dashed in at 10.39 for fourth, among 10. In the men's high jump, Kaysen McDermott leaped 1.78, only behind Sasha Therrien of UBC with a 1.88 jump in a field of 3. Olivia Winbio won the women's triple jump at 11.08 as the only competitor. Elizabeth Vanderput won the women's 800 at 214.29, followed by Rachel Watkins at 216.99 for third. Stephanie Miller at 221.91, and Charlotte Prangley at 222.19 for ninth in a field of 12. Andrew Thompson won the men's 800 meters at 151.57, followed by Aiden Good at 152.14 for third, Colton Plummer at 152.24 for fourth, Jose Castro at 153.53 for fifth, Caribou Bogel at 154.16 for sixth, and Joseph Curtis at 158.87 for 10th among 15 competitors. Emma Kanan won the women's 200 at 25.05, followed by Claire Bosma at 26.047th, and Jalen Cummings at 26.27 for 8th in a field of 22. Josiah Pinson-McCoy won the men's 200 at 21.85, followed by Jacob Hall at 21.96 for 4th, and Liam O'Donnell at 22.5 for 8th among 20. In the men's long jump, Nicholas Monroe hopped 6.66 for 2nd, only behind Oke Okumu of Trinity Western at 6.97, followed by Mitchell Gibbs' leap up 6.33 among 5. In the men's 400 open of 36 inches, which is 91.5 centimeters, I believe this was hurdles, Tyson Carr clocked in at 58.22 for third. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf softball were spanked by the visitors, Western Washington, as the Vikings won 7-0 and 10-2 in just 5 innings. The second game won 5 innings at Burnaby Speedy Field. On April 7th, SFU Women's Golf started in the Sonoma State University Spring Invite at Foxtail Golf Club in Rohnert Park, California, a par 72 course. The tournament concluded on April 9th, where the Red Leafs finished tied for first with the Cal State LA Golden Eagles, as both fired 47 over par, 623 strokes over two rounds, where top four finishes in each round were totaled, with five golfers in each of nine teams. Cassie Muanam of SFU won the individual crown as she fired 7 over par, 151 strokes over two rounds, while teammate Mira Minhas fired 13 over par, 157 strokes for 10th. On April 10th, the Red Leafs track and field team competed in Southern California at the California State Los Angeles Twilight Open in Los Angeles, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In the women's javelin throw, Madison Pau hurled 35.73 for second, only behind Eliza Van Den Elsen of Lewis at 36.39 in a field of 11. In the men's javelin throw, Jared Chong launched 56.04 for third among four. In the women's hammer throw, Susanna Linuski tossed 54.27 for six, where 15 competed. On April 11th, Red Leafs track and field athletes competed at the Pacific Coast Intercollegiate on Long Beach State University's Rose Track in Long Beach, California, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In the women's 1500, Madison Stuchnov clocked in at 4:43 for 9th in a field of 24. In the men's javelin throw, Jared Chong hurled 56.78 for 3rd. In the women's 800, Elizabeth Vanderput darted in at 215.31 for 9th, and Selin Tastemir dashed in at 215.75 for 10th. In the men's 800, Colton Plummer bolted in at 153.68 for 4th, and Jose Castro charged in at 154.49 for 6th. Some Red Leafs track and field competitors are at the Brian Clay Invitational in Cougar Stadium, hosted by Azusa Pacific in Azusa, California, today. In the women's 800, Megan Roxby darted in at 208.48 for 5th. Sorry, I just tried to play a PSA out of Serato, but Serato, for some reason, is AWOL at this time. Could you just bear with me here. I'm just going to try to find some PSAs. Just going to find some PSAs that I could play on computer, too. Once again, I'm really sorry about this. Just a minute, please. Okay, I do have some PA audio. Just a minute. Okay, I just found some files from Studio 6 on the bottom right computer, which is part of the Computer 2 Tandem. Let's just see if this works. I just played a PSA, but it's just not working right now.
This is a CJSF Studio 6 session with Ivory Towers, and take it away.
Sorry about that. I thought it would be 38 seconds, but it looks like it's going to be 38 minutes. Sorry about that. Here are the softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference and NCAA Division II. Western Washington are first at 10-2 conference, 30-4 overall. Northwest Nazarene, second, 13-3 conference, 30-7 overall. St. Martin's are third at 11-5 conference, 20-15 overall. Western Oregon, fourth, 6-6 conference, 18-17 overall. Central Washington, fifth, 6-6 conference, 11-22 overall. Montana State Billings are 6-6, 1-11 conference, 8-27-1 overall. And Simon Fraser is dead last at 1-15 conference, 6-28 overall. Once again, I'd like to play some PSAs. Again, bear with me here. Just a minute, please. I'm just like to play some audio to go to the next step. Just a minute, please. Once again, I'm really sorry about this. Now I found a batch of files, but they're all pretty damn long. Just a minute. Now I found a file of PSAs. Should be fine at this time. It might take a few seconds for one to load up.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Hello, this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us.
Sorry for another technical difficulty here. Just a minute, please. I don't know why that stopped.
At the Peak at SFU, keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.
Welcome back. The third act is Katie Tupper's. Just a minute, please. The third act is Katie Tupper's Where to Find Me. Here is She Said.
Wait for a moment, I try. You were living soft in my mind. I'm coming back to this. I'm coming back to it. We speak both the same words, and you rise just when I fall. You give a little more, I give a little.
She said
she likes a lot. I never cut it.
She said
she knows where I can make a lot of money. If I work up myself, I'd come running. But I'm still here. Since but never moved. situation before. You talk, it's hard to ignore. I'm getting lost in this, lost in you.
Now I'd like to explore the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, which play in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League at this time. On April 6th, SFU bested the Oregon Ducks club team 12-9 at Terry Fox Field. Now, welcome to the second half of Episode 13 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, an update on the Northwest League with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the